beaming DX information and offshore news to the world. This is 6205, Radio Nordsee International from the Mebo 2 in international waters off the Skeveninger coast, with separate programming in the 49-meter band. Our pop music program is being continued at the moment on 220 meters, 1367 kHz medium wave, and on channel 44, 100 MHz in FM. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening or good night, friends in the shortwave, near or far, wherever you are. This is yours truly, Albert J. Behrens, inviting you to stay tuned as Nordsee goes DX. This is a Radio Nordsee DX News Bulletin. All times given are in Greenwich Mean Time. Israel. According to the Israel DX Club, the country's first free enterprise station, Radio Eilat, went on the air recently in the south of Israel, in the city of Eilat. Programs are broadcast 24 hours per day and consist mainly of pop music. The transmissions are on 1,430 kHz, 1430 kHz in a medium wave band, and on 101.9 MHz in FM. Finland. The programs in English by Radio Finland are as follows. To Europe at 1800 hours to 1830 hours, on 15,185 kHz, 15185 kHz, 19.76 meters. To North America from 0200 to 0230 hours GMT, on 9,585 kHz, 9585 kHz, 31.30 meters. Grenada. The Windward Islands Broadcasting Service from Georgetown was heard at 0100 hours with a fair signal on 3300 kHz, 3300 kHz, 90.91 meters. Sierra Leone. The 500-watt station, Radio Sierra Leone, broadcasting from Freetown, was picked up at 0700 hours until 0730 hours on 5,980 kHz, 5980 kHz, 50.17 meters. Tanzania. Radio Tanzania from Dar es Salaam is regularly heard with a good signal and programs in Swahili at 0300 hours on 5,985 kHz, 5985 kHz, 50.13 meters. International waters. Reports from Illinois, United States of America, indicate that Radio Nordsee International's transmission on 6,205 kHz, 6205 kHz, 48.34 meters, is picked up there with excellent signal. The Republic of Zaire. The Radio-Télévision Nationale du Zaire, broadcasting from Kinshasa, is regularly heard between 0130 and 0300 hours on 7,115 kHz, 7115 kHz, 42.16 meters. Venezuela. Radio Bolivar was picked up in Europe with a fair signal at 0100 hours on 4,770 kHz, 4770 kHz, 62.89 meters. Turkey. The Voice of Turkey can be heard with a very good signal and programs in English at 2200 hours on 9515 kHz, 9515 kHz, 31.53 meters. Kuwait. Pop music programs with occasional commentary in English are broadcast daily by Radio Kuwait at 2030 hours on 11,940 kHz, 11,940 kHz, 25.13 meters. Reception is usually excellent. Papua. The Australian Broadcasting Commission, broadcasting from Port Moresby, was heard in Europe with a weak signal and programs in English at 13,45 hours on 4,890 kHz, 4,890 kHz, 61.35 meters. Greenland. The Radio Greenland schedule up to April the 30th is as follows. Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays from 10:15 to 11:40 hours, 1500 to 1630 hours and 2030 to 0300 hours. Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10:15 to 11:40, 1500 to 1630 and 1900 to 0300 hours. Saturdays from 10:15 to 11:40 and from 1500 to 0400 hours. On Sundays from 11:30 to 12:30 hours and from 1500 to 0240 hours. The frequencies used: 570 kHz, 570 kHz, 526.3 meters with a power of 25 kilowatts, 650 kHz, 650 kHz, 461.5 meters with a power of 5 kilowatts, 700 kHz, 700 kHz, 428.6 meters with a power of 20 kilowatts, 3999 kHz, 3999 kHz, 75.02 meters with a power of 10 kilowatts, 5960 kHz, 5960 kHz, 50.34 meters with a power of 10 kilowatt, 9575 kHz, 9575 kHz, 31.33 meters with a power of 10 kilowatt, and 11745 kHz, 11745 kHz, 25.54 meters with a power of 10 kilowatts. Again, the Republic of Zaire. Radio Lumumbashi is heard with a usually excellent signal between 0600 and 0700 hours on 7205 kHz, 7205 kHz, 41.64 meters. United States of America. The good music station WQXR from New York on medium wave, 1560 kHz, 1560 kHz, 192.3 meters, is often heard in Europe with a fair signal after 0200 hours. Honduras. Radio El Mundo broadcasting from San Pedro Sula on 1340 kHz, 1340 kHz, 223.9 meters in a medium wave, is regularly heard in Europe after midnight. Last autumn, the Hurricane Edith destroyed important parts of Radio El Mundo's broadcasting equipment and forced the station to go off the air. The Ivory Coast. Station RTI broadcasting from Abidjan was heard with a French program at 2230 hours on 11,920 kHz, 11,920 kHz, 25.17 meters. And finally, the Armenian Soviet Republic. Radio Yerevan, Yerevan, was heard with a news in English at 0325 hours on 9,750 kHz, 9,750 kHz, 30.77 meters. We have some more DX tips in our mailbag.
PO Box 113 is calling thee.
Our first call today takes us to the USSR, to Moscow, where we say hello to Mr. Boris Popovich, who sent us a letter written not in Russian, but in Esperanto, informing us that he listens nearly all day to RNI in shortwave. Boris wanted very much to know whether the DJs on board do a lot of fishing. Well, that is a bit of a secret, actually, said mi devas confessi, sur la shipo nine manjas fishoin mem fishitan. Je mia bedaro, ni ne havas tempon, kai nia devizo estas, nenia manju fishoin me mangigitan. In Ireland we call Mr. John Dowling in County Carlow. Thanks for the report and the letter, John. I hope you will manage to repair your antenna again in time for the April program. Maybe our mutual friend Zbigniew Ogorek is listening at the moment in Poland, so Zbigniew and Maria, greetings from John and myself, and keep up the good work. From Mr. Roland C. Pearson, known to his friends as Buster, he says, we received an interesting letter and a copy of Monitor, the journal of the Southend and District Free Radio Campaign, which I appreciated very much, especially the souvenir story on Radio City. Buster tells us that people in Europe can obtain a copy of Monitor simply by sending in 3 international reply coupons, and people in the United Kingdom can get it by paying 7.5p. The address to write to is Monitor, 31 Avondale Road, Benfleet in Essex, United Kingdom. In Poland, we call Stanislav Dzwoniarski. Thank you for your letter and reception report. As requested, I have sent off a QSL card with photograph of the Mebo 2. It is interesting to learn that RNI is such a popular station in Poland, especially in the army. Calling Mr. Douglas Dando in Essex. Thank you for your letter. I understand from your report that you are a fan of Dreammaster. There was really no need for that question mark. You spelled Dreammaster perfectly correct in Dutch. Did you know that the name Dreammaster was chosen for 2 reasons? The Mebo 2 happens to be a 3-master, counting the antenna as a 3rd mast, and there are 3 of the Dutch newsreaders who are presenting the program between 3 and 5 p.m. GMT, the 3 masters of the program. Their names are undoubtedly familiar to you, Leo van der Goot, or Leo de Lion as we sometimes call him, Hans den Hoge and Nico Steenbergen. By the way, Dreammaster is always broadcast live from the ship, and as such, it is the most popular live show in the history of Dutch offshore radio. So thanks, Mr. Douglas Dando, for writing, and to the bearded Dreammaster Trinity, we say, keep those records spinning. Just in time for the program, we received a telex message from the commercial radio organization in Ghent, Belgium, stating that their publication Beatwave No. 2 will be mainly devoted to RNI, and that it will contain 25 photographs of the station. Upon request, a free copy is sent to RNI listeners, provided 2 international reply coupons are included to cover postage. The address is Beatwave, 219 Hogeweg, B9000 Ghent in Belgium, that is 219 Hogeweg, H-O-G-E, new word, W-E-G, B9000 Ghent in Belgium. From Mr. Paul Jacobs in Antwerp, Belgium, we received the following DX tips. Radio Sahara from the Spanish Sahara is audible with a fair signal at 0800 hours GMT on 7230 kHz, 7230 kHz, 41.49 meters. Radio Kuwait can be heard in Arabic from 1730 to 1830 hours GMT on 15,150 kHz, 15150 kHz, 19.80 meters. And more DX tips were sent in by Mr. Rinus van der Wal in Utrecht, Holland. Mr. van der Wal picked up Radio Portales from Santiago de Chile at 2230 hours GMT on 9,570 kHz, 9570 kHz, 31.35 meters. In your letter you ask me about the power of that station. Well, Mr. van der Wal, according to my information, Radio Portales is presently on the air with a power of 10 kilowatt. Radio station 4VEH from Haiti was heard by Mr. van der Wal with a good signal from 0130 to 0200 hours GMT on 11,835 kHz, 11,835 kHz, 25.35 meters. Let me remind you that a bit later on in the program, we'll be running an interesting DX contest. The 3rd prize will be a large poster of one of the offshore stations, the 2nd prize, a copy of the Man of Action theme by Les Reed and his orchestra, and the 1st prize, well, you just stay tuned. Remember, if you have interesting DX tips, send them to North Sea Goes DX, P.O. Box 113, CH 8047, Zurich in Switzerland. And between parts 1 and 2 of North Sea Goes DX, as usual, one record. What about something appropriate to celebrate after Beatles year number 10? We have the Overlanders and Michelle.
so you understand. Michel, ma belle, sont des mots qui vont très bien ensemble, très bien ensemble. And I will say the only words I know that you understand, my Michel.
The tones of Man of Action, this is Radio Nordsee International on 6205 kHz in the 49-meter band. U bent afgestemd op Radio Nordsee Internationaal in de 49-meter band 6205 kHz. It's Nordsee Goes DX contest time. If you're in the mood for traveling, stand by, for this might be your chance to win a free return trip by luxury liner from either Calais, France or Zeebrugge, Belgium to Dover, or from Dover to one of these continental ports. In a moment, you'll hear the intermission signal of one particular offshore station. You tell us the name of that station and its frequency in kilohertz, and with a bit of luck, Nordsee Goes DX will be taking you places. The intermission signal once again. Send your solution to Nordsee Goes DX, Radio Nordsee International, PO Box 113, CH 8047, Zurich in Switzerland. Don't forget to mention in the left-hand corner DX contest. Series on offshore radio history, we bring you the Capital Radio Story. The International Broadcaster Society's plan to offer listeners in the Netherlands an alternative good music channel free from government interference took shape when early in 1970 their 360-ton motor vessel, the King David, was being fitted out as a radio station. On board the 45-meter-long ship, two 25-kilowatt generators and one 10-kilowatt transmitter were installed. The studios, which were built in the hold of the ship, were not fit to broadcast live shows from, hence all programs were pre-recorded on land. Instead of a wire antenna, like for instance Radio Eulenspiegel used, or an antenna mast like RNI and the other English offshore stations, the King David was equipped with a new type of antenna, the so-called ring antenna. This circular tube antenna system was developed by the American Army to improve short-distance military communications. Capital Radio was the first station in the world to make use of this new system for general broadcasting purposes. As a result, a 67-meter-long circular antenna was put up on the King David. This antenna was claimed to have the same effect as an antenna mast of the same length. However, due to the very low power with which the broadcasts went out and the short lifetime allotted to the station, this assertion was never proved statistically. Through the introduction of this revolutionary antenna, the Capital Radio management intended to provide good quality reception in the first listening area by making use of the ground wave rather than the airwave. This also ruled out the possibility of any major interference to a number of Italian stations on the same frequency, 1115 kHz, 270 meters. The King David made her maiden trip as a radio ship on the 25th of April 1970, but the ring antenna broke and the ship had to return to base. On the 14th of June 1970, the first official test transmission went on the air, but trouble with the antenna forced the station to interrupt its broadcasts repeatedly.
At the beginning of the long tone, the time will be exactly 0700 hours. Seven o'clock, and a good morning to all. This is Capital Radio.
Here is Capital Radio.
Ici Radio Capital.
Aquí Radio Capital.
Here is Capital Radio.
This is Capital Radio, broadcasting on 1115 kilohertz, 270 meters on the medium wave band. Capital Radio transmits with a power of 10 kilowatts from the motor vessel King David, anchored in international waters. This is Capital Radio, free of governmental controls, offering an alternative radio service.
On September the 1st, 1970, Capital Radio opened officially with a short program item commemorating the offshore stations of the past. Programs were in Dutch and English. Reception of this broadcast was very weak and subject to a lot of fading. It has to be kept in mind that the average power with which Capital Radio was broadcasting during its entire history was never more than 1 kilowatt.
Capital Radio has received many good wishes and messages of support during our period of test transmissions. We're pleased to introduce on this, our opening day, someone who has asked to be allowed to express his support in a practical way at this special time. British writer Paul Harris, author of the book When Pirates Ruled the Waves, a book fierce in its support for freedom in broadcasting.
It is my hope that in years to come, September the 1st, 1970, will have a little more significance than that of a mere date. For this is not the opening day of just another pirate station. If Capital Radio succeeds in its declared objects, this date will come to mean something more to its listeners, I'm sure. To term Capital Radio a pirate, a much abused word, must surely be wrong. Run by professionals with clear-cut principles and objects in mind, this operation is in marked contrast to many of its predecessors. Most important of all, it is dedicated to broadcasting, both from the professional aspect and from the standpoint of freedom for the broadcaster, freedom from government interference. To say I am pleased to welcome this new radio station must be an understatement. To describe it as a landmark in European broadcasting might be to overstate the case, but I believe it has the potential.
Normal broadcasting hours were from 0600 to 0200 hours Central European time. The programs were based on the so-called middle-of-the-road format.
Bij het begin van de laatste toon is het 10:00 precies. Tien uur, hier is Radio Capital.
This is Capital Radio.
Ici Radio Capital.
Aquí Radio Capital.
Hier is Radio Capital.
Hier is Radio Capital op golflengte 270 meter, 1115 kilohertz. Radio Capital maakt gebruik van een zender van 10 kilowatt aan boord van de MS King David in de internationale wateren, 5 zeemijlen uit de kust van Nederland. Hier is Radio Capital.
The way I understand it, this person came into your home and stole all of your radios?
Every radio I had to my name.
Mm-hmm. Including transistors?
Yes. Well, he left me one earplug. I'll say that for him.
Mm-hmm. Well, did he take anything else?
Just the radios. And a couple of pieces of fruit.
I see. Well, what...
A banana and two Kadota figs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't deny him the fruit.
No. Are you and your husband going to replace the radios?
Well, we'll have to. Arthur is late for work because he has no radio to keep reminding him of the time and traffic conditions.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing to keep me company while I work around the house.
I can imagine.
We have a 10-room house. We had a radio in every room.
Then he stole all 10 radios?
11.
11.
He also stole the car.
Listen to radio. Only 10,600,000 people. That's all.
Dit uur wordt u aangeboden door de Coca-Cola Maatschappij.
Miles, miles, miles. Seems about a trillion. I've been traveling, trying to get back to you. Bet I've stopped a million times and spent a thousand dimes on coke and telephone calls to you. Miles, 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 only 50 more to go. I'm tired, I can hardly stay awake. So to help me pass the time, counting Coca-Cola signs along with every bridge, Barney Lake. I'll be there before sundown, but the heat has made me slow down, and the dust of 80 miles is in my throat. So I'll stop once more for Coca-Cola, get refreshed, start back over, feeling good from that good for the taste of Coke. 'Cause miles go better with Coca-Cola.
David Houston stays refreshed every mile with Coke.
On the 9th of September 1970, the ring antenna broke again, and Capital Radio remained silent until the 10th of October, while the antenna was being repaired and strengthened, and while other necessary modifications were made in view of the upcoming winter storms. On October the 10th, Capital came back on the air with normal programming.
Bij het begin van de lange toon is het 12:30 precies. Lunchpauze met Capital Radio.
This is Capital Radio.
Aquí, Radio Capital.
Hier is Capital Radio.
Ici, Radio Capital.
Hier is Capital Radio op golflengte 270 meter, 1115 kilohertz. Capital Radio maakt gebruik van een zender van 10 kilowatt... aan boord van het motorschip King David in de internationale wateren. Hier is Capital Radio, toegewijd aan het redden van mensen en het beschermen van de menselijke waardigheid.
One month later, a force 9 gale raged along the Dutch coast, and in the middle of the night, the King David's anchor chain broke and the ship stranded on the beach of Noordwijk aan Zee. 2 days later, a Weissmuller tug towed the King David from the beach. However, the International Broadcaster Society was unable to pay the towing fee, and as a result, the King David was sold and the IBS was adjudged bankrupt. If nothing else, Capital Radio have proved that many listeners were prepared to tune into their kind of program, however difficult it may have been because of the station's low power and misfortune. In short, that there is a need for an all-day good music station in the Benelux countries. have heard the Capital Radio story. This is Albert J. Behrens thanking Pierre de Seine and especially the people of Dreammaster for their valuable assistance. And to each and every one of you, I say au revoir. Until we meet again next month, good DX and cheerio.